Talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things. First of all, tell me a little bit about why the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. You, for a long time, you know, even predating both of us, Wheat Commission has been a big supporter of the annual Oklahoma Wheat Show for 4-H and FFA youngsters. Why that support?
Well, you know, we saw many years ago, or board members saw many years ago, that they could use this as an educational opportunity for kids in the 4-H and FFA programs to show them the importance of variety selection for wheat, show them the importance of, you know, maintaining the new technologies, the new varieties that were maybe out there to produce a better wheat product that would have higher yields both for them on the producer end, and then allow us to have better products to take to our millers and bakers both in the domestic and export markets. And so that's why that was set up. And we feel like it's money that is well used towards scholarships for 4-H and FFA students who do enter this competition to use that later on when they go to college. And, you know, last night we gave over $20,000 worth of prize money and scholarships to the students that were involved in the 4-H and FFA Junior Wheat Show. And we think that that's a really good use of money for those kids. Hopefully, we'll have some of those kids go back into careers in agriculture, whether it be maybe going back to the farm so they can raise that quality wheat product, or a kid who, you know, might go on and decide to, you know, work in wheat genetics, or someone who's going to maybe work in plant soil science. You know, they can be on the other end of, you know, creating the things that are needed for that great crop.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about 2012. This is the time of year that we normally start that window, starting to creep open a little bit on planting very early for wheat pasture most years. We're here in September now, but nobody much in the way is probably getting much wheat in the ground, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, I think it would be safe to say that producers are really concerned going into this planting season, especially in southwest, western panhandle regions of the state. I myself, our farm is located in the central part of Oklahoma, and I think producers in my area in southwest Oklahoma a lot of times will look at planting some of their crop on a rotation and planting their earlier fields for grazing purposes, and then going in with later plantings that they will use for grain purposes. But, you know, what I've seen in southwest Oklahoma, central Oklahoma, even out in the panhandle regions, everywhere I've been the past couple weeks, have not seen anything planted yet at this point in time. And you know, this period is kind of what we do start seeing for planting for grazing purposes. But producers haven't even been talking about it. Soil temperatures are way too high. Temperatures have been way too high. If a producer even tried it right now, I don't think they would have any luck whatsoever of bringing the plant up. And we certainly are in a situation where extremely low soil moisture, a much different situation than we were in even last year at this point in time.
You know, when we think about the you know, the decisions these folks have got to make, they've obviously got to make several choices, several decisions over the next couple of months, and that includes whether or not they're even going to try to go in with a crop at all. And obviously, there's some crop insurance considerations along those lines.
Looking at crop insurance considerations, November 1st is the last date that, or is the date that you have to have it planted by in order to be eligible for the crop insurance programs. But, you know, producers who are looking for a grazing situation, I don't think we're really going to see that this year as far as stocking rates or producers even trying to even start cattle to put on graze out. That's another thing that we're not seeing a lot of in the state at all. People are selling their cow herds. They don't have any stalkers out there, and so it looks pretty bare and vacant, and right now pretty dismal. I mean, water is an issue as well for ponds and livestock. So certainly a very serious situation, and I think one in my career that, you know, where we've seen maybe dry periods, but nothing to this extent. If you look at the Mesonet site readings and the data that we are seeing out there, we're seeing that this is the third driest period on record for the state of Oklahoma. But in the western parts of the state, southwest, western panhandle regions, it is the driest period on record. So that's drier than, you know, 1980, 1934. So we certainly are in the same situation as we were maybe back in the Dust Bowl era. era. We've had better crop practices that are being used, cropping practices. So I don't think we have seen the extent of some of the problems that we saw maybe with the Dust Bowl, but no doubt are in a situation that is that serious.
You know, at this point, do you see some folks maybe making that decision of simply saying we're going to try to conserve what moisture we do have and maybe look at planting next spring, spring crop?
I certainly think that those options will be out there. I think if we get to the September 25th, October 15th date and we haven't received any moisture by that time, I do think producers are going to probably be weighing some of those options and not putting everything to wheat. So I do think it could be certainly have an impact on acres that are going to be out there next year for the wheat varieties.